Welcome to the Local Business Playbook. I'm Alex, and today we are diving into a topic that honestly sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it is very quickly becoming the standard for the most profitable commercial real estate portfolios in the entire country. We are talking about predictive maintenance, powered by artificial intelligence. And I'm Jamie. And Alex, I have to say, when you first pitched this topic, I was like, okay, is this really relevant to our Florida audience? And then I started digging in and I was like, oh, wow. This is actually extremely relevant to us specifically, like more than almost anywhere else in the country, right? And we'll get into why Florida is kind of a special case in a bit. But first, let's just set the scene. If you own a commercial building here, whether it's a retail strip in Orlando, an office tower in Miami, a warehouse in Jacksonville, you know that dread, that Monday morning phone call. Oh, the Monday morning phone call. It's either the AC is out or, worse, there's water dripping from the ceiling somewhere. And every property owner I've talked to just has this visceral reaction to that scenario. Because for decades, the whole commercial real estate world has operated on what's basically a reactive model. Something breaks, a tenant complains, you call a contractor, and then you pay the emergency premium to get it fixed. It's just this cycle of stress and high costs that never really ends. And here's the thing. What if your building could actually tell you it was going to break 3 months before it did? Like, what if you could see a bearing failing in an air handler while it was still spinning? Or catch a microscopic leak in a roof membrane before it turned into a five-figure interior renovation project? That is literally the promise of AI-driven predictive maintenance. And today, we're going to look at how this technology is reducing maintenance costs by up to 25%, extending the life of multi-million dollar assets, and why the old reactive way of doing things is officially becoming a liability for your bottom line. Let's start with the hard numbers, because I know our listeners are practical people. Commercial property management is a game of margins, right? So on average, a Class A commercial office building spends anywhere from $4 to $7 per square foot every single year, just on maintenance and repairs. And if you're managing a 50,000 square foot building, that is a massive line item. Like, we're talking potentially $350,000 a year just to keep the lights on and the toilets flushing. Exactly. And most of that money is being spent in what experts call the reactive trap. Let me throw some numbers at you that really illustrate why waiting for a failure is just a financial disaster. Take a standard HVAC compressor. If you wait for it to fail completely, you're looking at a replacement cost anywhere from $8,000 to $25,000, depending on the unit. Okay, that's already painful. But what happens if you catch it early with an AI system? If the AI detects an anomaly in the vibration or temperature differential early on, you might only spend $500 to $1,500 on a targeted intervention. That is a 20 times cost multiplier just for waiting. 20 times.
Wait, really? 20 times the cost just because you didn't catch it early enough?
20 times. And it gets even more dramatic with roofing. A major roof membrane failure on a large commercial site can easily run $50,000 to $300,000 to fix, especially if there's structural damage or mold involved. A targeted patch identified by a moisture sensor or an AI-driven drone flyover? Maybe $2,000. We're talking a 40 times difference.
40 times. And it's not just the repair bill either, right? There are all these secondary costs that people don't always think about.
Yes. This is the part that really gets me. When a major system fails, you've got tenant disruption, which leads to lease credits or abatements. You've got emergency contractor premiums, and in the current Florida labor market, that can be 25 to 50% above standard rates because you need them there right now. And then there's reputational damage.
Oh, the reputational piece is huge. In a competitive market, if your elevators are constantly down or your lobby is sweltering, your probability of lease renewal just drops. Tenants talk to each other.
They absolutely do. So AI is changing this by turning these unpredictable failures into scheduled, manageable events. And that shift from unpredictable to scheduled is really the whole ballgame here.
So let's get into the actual tech, because I think a lot of people hear AI and they picture some massive, expensive overhaul of their entire building. How does this actually work?
Great question. And it's actually not one single piece of software. It's a convergence of technologies. The foundation is what's called an IoT sensor network. IoT stands for Internet of Things, and these sensors are basically the eyes and ears of your building. And here's the thing about cost. A few years ago, putting sensors on every piece of equipment was prohibitively expensive.
How expensive are we talking?
Back in 2015, a single industrial-grade sensor might cost you $2,000. Today, we're seeing that cost drop to $50 to $100 per unit.
So it's now actually economically viable to just blanket a building in sensors. That is a massive drop. Okay, so what kinds of sensors are we actually talking about? What's in this toolkit? So there are four main types that are really changing the game for Florida property owners. First, HVAC vibration sensors. These attach to air handlers and compressors and use high-frequency sampling to detect microscopic changes in how a machine moves. Long before a human ear can hear a grinding bearing or a slipping belt, the AI has already flagged it. So it's like a doctor listening to a heartbeat, but way more sensitive. That's actually a perfect analogy. Then you have temperature differential sensors, which monitor the efficiency of heat exchangers. If the AI sees a 15% drop in efficiency, it knows a failure is likely coming in the next 30 to 90 days. That is a huge window to schedule a technician during normal business hours instead of on a Sunday night. Okay? And I know you mentioned the third one is especially relevant for us here in Florida. Moisture and leak detection sensors. Yes, these are placed at pipe joints, under mechanical rooms, near roof drains. They can detect sub-millimeter water intrusion. And in a climate where humidity and water are our constant enemies, knowing about a leak the second it starts can save an absolute fortune in mold remediation. Mold remediation in Florida is no joke. That can spiral so fast. So fast. And the fourth type is electrical current monitoring. Smart current transformers on your circuits let the AI identify unusual draw patterns. If a motor is starting to struggle, it draws power differently. The AI sees that pattern, compares it to thousands of other failing motors in its database, and tells you exactly what's happening. And all of this data gets fed into a machine learning model that looks for anomalies. But it's not just looking for a high temperature. It's looking for a temperature that's high relative to the ambient outdoor heat, the time of day, the current tenant load. That's the intelligence part. Exactly. It's contextual intelligence, not just raw data. And that's what makes it so much more powerful than just having an alarm that goes off when something hits a threshold. Now let's talk about why Florida specifically is such a compelling use case for this technology. Because you mentioned earlier that our environment is uniquely hostile to commercial infrastructure. Three main villains: salt air, extreme humidity, and catastrophic weather events. If you own property within 10 miles of the coast, salt air is eating your HVAC condensers and your structural steel every single day. AI systems can now integrate local weather data and air quality sensors to actually predict accelerated corrosion rates. So instead of following some generic manufacturer's maintenance schedule that was probably written for a building in Ohio, right, the AI creates a Florida-specific schedule that accounts for the accelerated wear and tear of our coastal environment. That's a really meaningful difference in practice. And then the humidity piece. If your HVAC goes down for even 48 hours in a closed Florida office building, you can trigger mold growth that requires a professional remediation team. Using predictive AI to ensure there's never an unplanned HVAC outage is essentially buying an insurance policy against mold. And then there's hurricane season, which, I mean, we all live with that anxiety every year. Modern AI platforms can now integrate with satellite imaging and weather feeds to help property managers prioritize their pre-storm hardening. They can identify which roof sections are most vulnerable or which backup generators have shown slight irregularities in their weekly tests. So when the power goes out, the systems you're counting on actually work. That's huge. It's the difference between data-driven confidence and just constant anxiety. And for property managers operating in Florida, that mental shift alone is worth a lot. Okay, so let's get practical for a second. If you're a property owner listening to this and you're intrigued, where do you even start? Does this mean ripping out your entire building management system? Short answer, no. Most of these AI layers are designed to sit on top of your existing infrastructure. You start with the high-value assets, your chillers, your elevators, your main electrical switchgear. You don't have to do everything at once. And the ROI, how quickly does this actually pay for itself? Leading portfolios that have adopted AI-driven maintenance have seen a 15 to 25% reduction in total maintenance spend over a 3 to 5 year period. But the ROI shows up in other places too. When you go to sell a property, having a complete data log of every predictive intervention is a massive selling point during due diligence. It proves the building has been maintained with surgical precision. Oh, I hadn't thought about the resale angle. That's really interesting. It's like having a full service history on a car. Exactly that. And there's also the labor angle. We all know how hard it is to find good facilities managers and technicians right now in Florida. AI acts as a force multiplier for your existing staff. Instead of your lead engineer spending all day walking the halls looking for problems, the AI sends a text saying, "Go to the fourth floor mechanical room. The secondary pump is showing a 10% vibration increase. so your best people get to focus on solving problems rather than finding them. That's a really compelling pitch for the workforce piece of this. It really is. And I think that's the big takeaway from today. The transition from reactive to predictive maintenance isn't just a tech trend. It's a fundamental shift in the economics of commercial real estate. In an era of rising insurance premiums and high interest rates, controlling your operating expenses is the best way to protect your net operating income. Really well said. And if you want to connect with local experts who can help you implement these technologies, or if you're looking for a property management firm in Florida that actually understands the power of AI, this is where Jamie's going to point you in the right direction. Yes, head over to support-local-businesses.com. We have a full directory of local professionals who specialize in commercial real estate and property technology. You can find links to our specific Florida city directories in the show notes, including listings for Miami, Tampa, and Orlando. And check out our latest articles on the cost of starting a plumbing or HVAC business in Florida. It gives you a great sense of the labor market your property is competing in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to the Local Business Playbook and leave us a review. It genuinely helps other Florida entrepreneurs find the show. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Keep building, keep innovating, and keep supporting local. We'll see you on the next one.
This has been a production of the Support Local Businesses Podcast Network. For more resources, visit support-localbusinesses.com/podcast. We'll be back next week with another deep dive into the strategies driving growth right here in the Florida business community.